Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Riding the Storm Out. And, of course, this is an interesting week in American history.
To say the least.
To say the very least. Of course, I'm Paul Blair, one of the pastors here at Fairview Baptist Church, or Liberty Church Edmond. We have a satellite in Orlando, Liberty Church Orlando, and my co-pastor,
Dan Fisher.
We've worked together here for almost 4 years. We've been friends in the fight for over 15.
Yeah.
And we have been warning about what we are actually seeing now. We've been talking about this for 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to awaken pastors.
Yeah, or longer, really.
Or longer. And now we're seeing things come about that, honestly, Dan, although we talked about it, lectured, I never really thought I would see what we saw this week. But let me give some background to our people. And, of course, the purpose of our broadcast is trying to provide a biblical perspective to current political events. You know, God has not divorced himself from the culture. We are the salt and light right in the middle of it. And we better start thinking like that if we are going to, in fact, be effective as the agents of salt and light in this culture. Which, when you look around, we're not being very effective so far, I don't think.
No, we're not.
Well, I was at a meeting about a year ago. I'm a member of an organization that's a lot of conservative and Christian leaders. It's kind of a policy think tank.
It's kind of the who's who the Christian world.
A lot of the people that you see on certain conservative networks or Christian ministries.
If you started dropping names, everybody would recognize names.
I was in a breakout session with several very prominent attorneys. And one of the statements, which was really launched this letter that we're going to direct people to, and let me just read this. One famous, renowned attorney admitted in my presence on September the 24th, 2021, and I quote, "Most judges don't care what the Constitution says." Yet, right now, our hope and battle plan as conservative Christian Americans in the United States is that the area of courts is going to be the one that actually secures our liberties when this prominent attorney that's argued for the Supreme Court admitted that most judges don't care.
Right.
Now, we have a senator that we know that we actually have a good relationship with that admitted that in a letter that we have a copy of, he said, and I quote, "There was absolutely election fraud."
In 2020.
In 2020, the presidential election. Yet he voted to go ahead and certify the election anyway. We know that Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution says that one of the few things the Supreme Court's actually supposed to do is to settle disputes between states. Yet when Texas and some 20 or so states were wanting to sue Georgia over the election irregularities, the Supreme Court chose to sit on the sidelines.
Yeah, they punted.
Hear it. Yeah. We see a commander in general, Milley, clearly violating his oath of office. We see American citizens being deprived of their right of due process because they were picketing or rioting or parading on U.S. Capitol grounds.
Well, the highest charge that's been brought against any of them is trespassing.
Trespassing, that's it. Yeah,
it may be stupid, and it was probably stupid what they did. No, we're not defending what they did, but it's trespassing. Come on.
I was sitting there listening to these things and actually got on my phone and crafted an initial draft of a letter, sent it to you. You added paragraphs to it, and we worked this thing out. We invite you men, and in fact, all of you, but especially the pastors that are following us, go to our Declaration for Liberty website. You can actually link there from Liberty Pastors, but it's called DeclarationForLiberty.com. On that website, we have the video that we made about the Great Reset, but there is a letter there that I want you all to read. Because in it, I list some of these things. We list some of these things.
Yeah.
And then we say this statement. Whatever the Constitution once was or was supposed to be, it obviously isn't anymore. That's an irrefutable fact.
Yeah.
Now, this week, we just turned up the temperature to the nth degree where we saw for the first time in American history a past president having his home raided, and by the way, the probable opponent to the current administration in the 2024 election. This is the kind of things you would be reading about in third world countries.
Sure,
this
banana
republic. Banana republic.
Yeah,
exactly.
Everybody's saying that.
Now, at the same time where we see former President Trump's home raided by the FBI, we also see a Green New Deal bill passed, which will do nothing but kill fossil fuels and kill the American economy.
Yeah.
And along with it, budgeting for the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents.
Yeah.
You know, Dan, you are certainly a man who is much of an expert on the time of our founding with the Declaration of Independence and the pastors and their role. Those guys would have already taken a stand by now.
Yeah, well, they did.
They did.
Yeah, they did. You know, what we're seeing, Paul, right now, to me, is a repeat of what was happening to them, but it's on steroids because this is supposedly happening in a republic. Mm-hmm. So the people who are doing this now to us are supposed to be limited, or as Jefferson said, handcuffed mm-hmm. by the Bill of Rights in particular. These guys at least didn't have that. These guys, meaning the colonists in the 1770s. So I was just thinking today, and I shot you a text. So think of this. These guys are having their personal property, primarily their papers, seized without any probable cause or any recourse. This is why they put the Fourth Amendment in the Bill of Rights.
Yep.
They were being forced to house British soldiers at their own expense. And you can just imagine that those soldiers were very careful to take really good care of all of their glassware and keep their floors clean. And of course, you know, they just trashed out the place. And then what was even worse is Parliament, in collusion with King George, were passing acts on the colonists that the colonists called the Intolerable Acts. And then they even said, and we can make these apply to only the British subjects in the American colonies, and they won't apply to us.
Which we're seeing, by the way.
So it's what I'm saying.
Different standards of law.
So we're seeing the same kind of thing. So we don't know what's in these papers that former President Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. We don't know what he's guilty of or not guilty of. But here's the thing. He and his attorneys have already said they were not contacted about them. They had no opportunity for recourse. They just came in with guns basically blazing. They didn't fire them, obviously, but they send these SWAT-like mm-hmm. teams in. They even went through, I heard today, Melania's underwear drawers in her wardrobe. Now, what possibly would give them the right? And here's the thing about these search warrants that are given. Those have to spell out specifically the areas that they're going to search and what they're searching for. It doesn't give them a blank check to just go into someone's property and just rifle through all of the drawers in the bedrooms and everywhere. So we're seeing this happen. And here's what's so scary about this, Paul, and I know it's why we're going to talk about this today. If they can do this to Donald
yep.
Trump,
yep.
and he's a billionaire, I don't yep. know how many times over, but he's yep. a billionaire, he can hire the best attorneys, what can they do to people like you and me?
And the former president.
Of course.
Who was kicked off of Twitter while he was president.
No, exactly. While the Muslim
Khomeini,
leaders,
yeah.
Ayatollah Khomeini mm-hmm. is still mm-hmm. on spreading mm-hmm. his violent nonsense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. You've got 87,000 agents that are hired for the IRS, and there is a study out of Syracuse University just recently that said that people that make $25,000 a year or less are five times more likely to be audited by the IRS than people who make more than that. Now, just think about that for a moment. What can you possibly get out of people that make $25,000 a year? You know, the old saying, you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would they be five times more likely to be audited? Even if you can get something from them, what would it be? But see, these guys are headhunters,
mm-hmm.
and this is something that probably the public doesn't know. When these IRS agents are hired, they basically operate on a quota system, and the more kills they get, then the faster they move up in the hierarchy in the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys are motivated, like somebody that sells on commission, to get out there and get after it.
Well, where we are right now, it's not going to be solved in Washington, D.C.
No, that's why this Declaration for Liberty is so important.
Gentlemen, and all of you in the
listening
audience,
please read this.
We've got to retrain the way that we
yeah.
think. We are so accustomed to focusing on Washington, D.C. Now, as a conservative and as a Republican, I went back and did some research. When's the last time that actually a Republican Congress actually did anything
no.
that we really championed?
Well,
nothing.
Okay, when Obama is still the
mm-hmm.
president,
mm-hmm.
the Republicans vote some 70-odd times
right.
to repeal Obamacare.
Right.
Okay? But then as soon as Trump is elected,
protected,
exactly,
because Obama's going to
be right. So as soon as Trump is elected and they have all of Congress for 2 years,
yep,
they didn't vote to overturn Obamacare one time, not one time. And they knew Trump would sign it.
Demonstrates their true colors.
Well, that's exactly right.
Because Trump being in office identified that there is a deep state, and the
yes,
deep state owns Washington, D.C.
And Paul, having served in the legislature, I saw it happening at a state level. It was almost like the Senate leadership would get together with some of the other House leadership and say, I'll tell you what, we hate this bill. So what we're going to do is we're going to kill it this time around,
mm-hmm,
and we'll be the bad guys. Then the next time you kill it, you can be the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not that ever really happened, I'm telling you, I watched that happen,
yeah,
in the legislature. It's the most unbelievable thing that happens. So I would just say, if people are expecting status quo and Republicans to get us out of this mess, look at how the Republicans right now are very careful when they're being interviewed about this Trump raid, and how they are not saying this is unbelievable. We've got to stop this. We are going to do everything within our power. Where are our senators? What have they said?
Yeah. Nothing. I haven't heard a thing.
Well, I haven't heard anything. It doesn't mean they haven't said anything, but I haven't heard anything. And one of our senators, in fact, here's the crazy thing about the one senator who said there definitely was fraud in the 2020 election.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those senators actually said that you can't vote against certifying the elector votes. Well, then why the heck vote for them? Why certify them?
And where is our protection?
There is none.
If the design of the Constitution and the federal government is supposed to be our sole source of protection,
right,
where is it?
Well, there isn't. And so why vote to accept the vote of the electors,
mm-hmm,
if you can't vote no? If you can only vote yes,
what's the
that's
point?
Like when the communists run for office, there's only one
name.
Person on the ballot. Yeah, so mysteriously, they win. Yeah, you know, so it's crazy. And one of the things that you and I have been trying to do is to get pastors and to get religious leaders to pull our head out of the sand and realize that these old traditional things that we've counted on to help us are not helping us. In fact, in many instances, they are actually in collusion with the very ones that we see that we mark as evil. And I want to be clear to say here, we don't hate America. We don't hate the Bill of Rights. We don't hate the Declaration of Independence. In fact,
we're the only ones trying to defend it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's the Declaration of Independence that I think we ought to stand on and be authorities on. So, and this Declaration for Liberty obviously really emphasizes
that. The United States Constitution, as you point out in our classes and our teaching, it's basically the operating agreement that rests
on the
Declaration of Independence, which truths are transcendent of time. I mean, they're eternal truths.
So the Declaration is like the Bible for the Republic,
mm-hmm,
and the Constitution is like our church constitutions. These guys all have church constitutions. But I guarantee you, none of these guys, and I certainly don't, and you don't, we don't get up on Sunday and preach out of our church constitutions.
Right.
We preach out of the Bible, because that's where the principles are. We all have church constitutions. We hope that our church constitutions are in line with biblical principle, but we don't opt to put our faith in our church constitutions. That's the same thing that the U.S. Constitution is in comparison to the Declaration of Independence.
What we've seen this week with the Mar-a-Lago raid, and also the 87,000 new Supreme Court, or excuse me, new IRS agents.
Yeah.
And also the tax structure that is built into this, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act, which will do the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Actually, it's just going to blow inflation higher through the roof and kill what's left of our economy.
But we need to come back to that for just a second, because there's something very important they need to recognize. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hold that thought. That we need to recognize that war was declared this week against free people. The war was declared this week against whatever the Constitution was supposed to be, against our Declaration of Independence, and against liberty-loving people. This system, you know, you referenced a while ago, Jefferson made the statement that man has such a sinful heart, he must be bound down by the chains of the Constitution.
Yeah.
Well, obviously the Constitution wasn't efficient or sufficient enough to bind him down, because it's completely been tossed out the window right now. There's nothing there restraining anybody.
No, and that's because, in my opinion, because of judicial review.
Sure.
The courts can just slowly erode away and redefine the Constitution permission to say whatever they wanted to say. And Jefferson actually foresaw that, and he said the Constitution would be like wax in the hands of the judiciary if they can determine solely what it means.
So where we are right now, we want to come back. We obviously don't want to just dismiss Washington. We will go vote.
We
vote for Senate offices. But unless there is a president that has the moxie, because the only thing I've seen Washington do that's been good for me or good for us was Trump through executive order.
Yeah.
And that's not how we're designed to operate.
No, it is not.
The only good thing. Congress hasn't done diddly squat that I can recognize in my lifetime.
No.
So while we are not ignoring D.C., we also aren't expecting D.C. to fix anything because they haven't. Yeah.
Can I make a slight correction?
Yeah, go ahead.
Congress does do something when the Democrats are in control.
Oh, that's right.
They do what they say they're going to do. Look at how they're shoving stuff. Look how they did Obamacare. As soon as they were in charge, buddy, they shot it through.
Yep.
And they'll do it with a tie-breaking vote. They don't care.
Yep.
Look at Republicans, what they do when they're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
They start apologizing, reaching across the aisle,
yep.
and they would not dare pass anything as monumental as Obamacare with a 51-50 split
yep.
with the VP
yep.
being the deciding vote. But the Dems will.
Democrats go for the throat. They play to win.
It's exactly, and we play to lose.
Play to tie. Oh, yeah. Lose. Exactly.
We don't want to lose, but it's like prevent defense. You're a football player.
It can prevent you from winning every time.
It prevents you from winning.
So what are some of the things we can focus on then as far as a real solution? And I've got some, and I know you do too, but our focus, not necessarily, we're not ignoring D.C., but the real answer is not going to come from D.C., but it can come from the entities that actually created D.C. to begin with.
Yeah,
and
the
as
states.
We know in natural
and
law.
The people, really. It's not even the states.
Right.
We say it's the states, but it's the people.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul, I think the answer is probably complicated, mm-hmm. and there may be multiple parts to the solution. But I think the first step is we've got to give up our almost idolatrous worship and love of an America that no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I see the old footage of the flag going up on Mount Suribachi, mm-hmm. which that footage is of the second flag because the first one was too small and it couldn't be seen as well. I'm moved. My gosh, when I watch those boys land on Normandy on D-Day, I'm moved. I watch Band of Brothers and these other things. But I would argue that the America that we all think we're fighting for is gone.
Yeah.
The Republic is gone.
Yeah.
And I think what we're seeing happening out of D.C. right now is proof of it. There's a different set of laws. For you and a different set of laws for the likes of Nancy Pelosi and her husband and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Hunter Biden and the Bidens.
Yep.
We all know that those people are as guilty as sin. We know it. It's just like the OJ thing.
Yep.
You know, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. That kind of, we all know he was guilty. We just know it. But we can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've got to give up this slavish worship of an America that we think
the Constitution, whatever it once was,
it's gone, Paul. It's gone.
That we had. Let me read a couple, and we're just about out of time. So again, gentlemen, and all of you, I'm saying gentlemen because we're talking to so many of our pastors from our Liberty Pastors training camps, but this is for everyone that's watching the podcast. Go to our website, libertypastors.com, and you can link to what's called the Declaration for Liberty.
It's
prominently visible on our front page. Go to the Declaration for Liberty. We got a number of videos about the Great Reset there. However, go to the document that's called the Declaration for Liberty and read it. And we close with this statement. Remember Benjamin Franklin's immortal words when asked what kind of government America had. He responded, "A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it." With great sadness, we must admit that the republic they gave us is dead. The United States, as we know it today, is the Titanic. We've hit the iceberg. We are going down.
Yeah.
The Great Reset won. However, a phoenix can rise from the ashes.
There you go. There could still be a republic.
That's exactly right. The question is, will we do the comfortable thing and deny the obvious facts and go back to our staterooms because the deck is too cold? Or will we get on the lifeboats of free sovereign states like Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, and others and secure liberty for another generation in those states who want it? for such a time as this.
No, it's exactly right, Paul. And so I think it's a very sobering time for pastors, because if we don't think that they're coming after us, we're nuts. If they'll go after the previous president of the United States, who is a multi-billionaire who can hire a fleet of attorneys, we don't think they're going to come after these individual pastors.
And this is an attack on our ideology. It's attack on liberty.
All
they
of
want
the,
to enslave
yeah,
all
and,
of
and these
us.
Are all scare tactics.
Yep.
The 87,000
yep.
IRS agents
yep.
going after Trump.
Yep.
They're trying to send messages here, and the message is, you speak out against us,
yep.
and we'll come after you.
Yep. Now, the first go-around, 1774, 1775, 1776, the sons of Issachar that led mm-hmm. the direction of the country were
yeah.
the pastors.
Sure. It was the Black Road Regiment. It's
and it's up to us again. I hope we are ready.
Well, because we are normally the guys with the greatest connection to truth,
mm-hmm.
and we believe so much in liberty, because we know that the gospel is always the
yes.
real target. We know that. And I just don't understand why pastors in America don't get that, and why we don't see the lessons of Germany under the Nazis and Dietrich Bonhoeffer and guys like that that went back to Germany from America and tried his very, very best to stop the Nazis. And he ended up in a concentration camp and was hanged by the Nazis. Why don't we learn from these things?
I think our pastors have become accustomed to enjoying the luxury of liberty,
yeah.
which was given to us, but we aren't entitled to it. Those men fought
no.
and died and gave it to us, and we've been living on their
yeah.
their efforts. And we're on the verge of
yeah,
losing.
We're living on their sweat.
The reality
yeah.
is that Jesus is supposed to be the Lord of every area
yeah,
of our lives,
right. that's
including
exactly right.
the realm of civil government
yeah.
and politics. And if we don't understand that quickly and recognize where self-government, family government, church government end and the civil government begins,
yeah.
then we are going to be the victims of tyranny.
Let me say one last thing,
yeah.
Paul. I think part of the problem that we're going to have to deal with is saying the difficult things.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are doing this, mm-hmm. but you realize that we can be hated for what we're saying. We would get far more amens and pats on the back if we would wave the flag
mm-hmm.
and talk about the America that maybe once was.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're saying these kinds of things, I mean, we get weird looks. We get people who say, well, preacher, I'm not.
Yeah.
And that's a real dilemma for a lot of modern pastors, because they don't want
yeah.
controversy. And I get that. I don't want it either. But I'm telling you, if we don't start speaking out, my friend, this thing is – we think these things can't happen. They are happening right in front of us.
Well, sadly, these are controversial times, and we aren't
yeah.
taking the fight to them. They have brought the fight
oh, yeah,
to us.
Sure.
So we're going to have to defend our civil and religious liberty,
yeah.
just as that Black Robe Regiment from 1770
mm-hmm.
did. And God willing, it won't ever get to that point. God willing, we'll have strong governors, strong states, and perhaps a president that actually is concerned about America's greatness as opposed to China, and treating us best.
Yeah.
Perhaps we can have some things to stave it off. But we need, I just want to, anything else you want to add?
Well, as you say, if we preachers don't speak up, we're not going to have that.
No.
Look at how many preachers hedged on Donald Trump because they didn't like his attitude and his sound of tweets.
Yeah.
And well, you,
how do you like mean
you
tweets
like that
versus
now?
Poverty?
Yeah.
And
well,
people
and
like
tyranny.
Dr. Simone Gold actually being in jail.
Yeah.
Dr. Simone Gold in jail for 60 days for parading.
Yeah, well, and people who are still in jail from the,
yep.
the January 6th
yep.
thing.
Yep.
I mean, you know, we're talking here about hard tyranny
yep.
now.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, ladies, everybody that's enjoying us or following our Ride in the Storm Out podcast, we invite you, please, immediately go to our website, the LibertyPastors.com website. You'll see on the front page the Declaration for Liberty. Go to the Declaration for Liberty and open the document
yeah.
and read it. Now, since then, as bad as this is, we've now had Mar-a-Lago raided by the FBI, and we've had the hiring of 87, or we're in the process of hiring 87,000 new Gestapo agents. So recognize where we are.
We'll double the size of the IRS.
That's it. What
yeah.
a week.
Wow.
But the Lord's still on his throne.
Yeah, that's true.
And as we preached about last week, nothing's going on that you wouldn't expect to see if we weren't in that generation of Christians that leading up to the return of the Lord.
Yeah.
But until then, we've got to be faithful to occupy until he comes again.
You know, we're kind of starting to feel like Daniel and his
yep.
friends must have felt when they just felt helpless
yep.
and they watched Israel just collapse.
Yep. Yep. The misery of Jeremiah's four-decade ministry.
Wow.
Yeah. Being hated for speaking the truth, but yet at the end, he was right.
Oh, he was right.
Well, thank you for joining us for today's edition of Exploring the Word. And again, go to our website, libertypastors.com. Go to the Declaration for Liberty and print it out, read it, ponder it, meditate on it, comment back to us through the website and tell us what you think about it. And then recognize that since then, we've had Mar-a-Lago and we've had 87,000 new FBI agents. They are going to continue to turn up the heat. So we better be ready to occupy until the Lord comes again.
That's right.
Thank you for being with us. God bless you. And we'll see you next week for Riding the Storm Out.